This is the Oanda Podcast.
You're listening to the Oanda Market Insights Podcast, talking to Oanda senior market analysts across the world. And today we're joined by Jeff Halley in Asia Pacific. Good morning from London, Jeff. How are you doing?
And good afternoon from Asia, filling in from the great Edward Moyer, who's on Thanksgiving holiday today in New York.
Yes, of course, markets in the US closed yesterday for Thanksgiving, but of course Ed gets his extra day off as well.
He does indeed, although it is pretty much a half day for US markets, like the stock market and bond market, I believe, anyway, today. So I'm expecting a lot of Americans to make a long weekend of this Thanksgiving break.
And why shouldn't they? They work hard. Let's talk about the markets where you are in Asia Pacific, Jeff, and big drops today. And that's all because of concerns about this new variant, which seems to have originated in South Africa. Just looking at the numbers here, oil prices lower, gold is moved higher, all of what you'd expect when you hear a bit of news like this. And it is worrying, let's be honest.
Yeah, the B.1.529 variant, as it's lovingly known, appears to have a number of mutations much larger than seen before, and also one on the spike protein, which I believe is what a lot of these vaccines go to work against to do their job. And I think this is what spooked markets. Clearly, there was a lot of complacency around the emergence of the Delta variant earlier this year in India, and we saw what happened to the world after that variant got out and got widely spread. I think the feeling is in the markets today that governments around the world will act much more proactively, and we've seen Britain and Singapore today announce flight restrictions to Southern Africa, and I expect more countries will be following this afternoon and over the weekend. We don't really know a lot about this variant, but I don't think markets are taking any chances this time around, and as you said, we've seen a massive sell-off in growth-facing asset classes. Stocks have been pummeled in Asia today, and I expect they will be in Europe. Oil is actually down nearly 4% now, not just 2%. And we've seen a move into havens positioning, such as US bonds.
Yeah, and it's the uncertainty, they say, that kills you. We have no idea as to how bad or how benign this variant might be. It might be a storm in a teacup, but we've been here before. And I suppose markets, politicians, scientists, they're all of one mind. That's not to sort of take anything for granted and act on it as soon as you can.
Yeah, and I think what we're seeing today is very much a case of shoot first and ask questions later. And that's certainly been the case of financial markets. Places such as Europe, which are just getting to grips or getting into deeper into their fourth wave of COVID-19 with Delta, are perhaps even worse or more badly placed should this variant turn out to be quite contagious and quite aggressive, because they could be dealing with a double variant outbreak just as appears to be getting over the top of a number of European countries. So I'm expecting that European assets in particular are going to come in for some negative treatment this afternoon.
So it sounds like it's going to be a Black Friday in more than one way, Jeff. Of course, it is a big day for retailers, but perhaps this news is going to damp those spirits.
Yeah, unfortunately, I believe that now that this virus headlines are sweeping through the markets and we're seeing a huge sell-off in a lot of asset classes, particularly equities, this may dampen the enthusiasm for Black Friday. I believe online should hold up fine, but I believe these high street retailers who are probably hoping for huge amounts of shoppers through the door to get the holiday season underway, they may not find that occurring now. It may actually frighten a lot of consumers in the US particularly into staying home. So I think this is a exceedingly bad timing for your traditional high street retailers, although I do believe online will hold up quite nicely because of all of those reasons.
So what should we look ahead to for the rest of the day and, of course, the next week or so, Jeff?
Well, I think we're going to see haven positioning as the theme of the day today, and I can see gold is also starting to explode higher, a bit like the skies here in Asia at the moment with the monsoon, you may have just heard. We're seeing oil fall, of course, but we're seeing the Swiss franc, Japanese yen, US dollar outperform. We're seeing US bonds rallying, and I'm sure that German bunds will rally today as well. And I think the market or the world's eyes will be on the evolution of this virus situation over the weekend and into early next week. It's rather unfortunate because we do actually have some heavyweight data coming out of markets next week. The non-farm payrolls from the United States on Friday, which is always one of the key events for the month to start the month of December. But we also have China manufacturing PMIs, that's official and unofficial PMIs coming out. And again, the risk here is that if those numbers come out to the soft side, that could add to the negativity that we're seeing in the markets, because both of those numbers have been quite weak of late. There has been concerns about the property sector in China and the growth outlook, and this would go some way to confirming some of those concerns. But I do believe that the South African virus variant will basically be the one ring to rule them all and will dominate the news headlines next week.
Sounds positively Shakespearean in the background.
It does, doesn't it, yeah?
Particularly with all the darker news that we're getting over the last few hours. Let's hope it's not as bad as some are predicting. Jeff, thanks very much for joining us and have a good weekend.
Yes, and thanks very much. And I'd like to thank the weather here in Asia for those rather grim sound effects that we managed to put on the podcast today. Nothing like an atmosphere to set the tone.
Thanks, Jeff.
Cheerio.
This is the Oanda Podcast.